Scientists have warned for years that deadly superbugs are growing because people overuse antibiotics. Today around the world, people take more of those drugs than ever. And a new report says this is because antibiotic sales are growing especially fast in low- and middle-income countries. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Between the year 2000 and 2015, human consumption of antibiotics globally rose 65%. This at the same time that officials at the UN and the CDC were warning that the overuse of antibiotics threatens to make some of the world's most common drugs useless.
We wanted to examine global use of antibiotics because once resistance emerges in one place, it can spread anywhere.
Ailey Klein at the Center for Disease Dynamics, Economics, and Policy in Washington is the lead author of the report that came out today.
A place like India, which is, you know, has one of the highest populations in the world, saw enormous gains in antibiotic use, both overall and on a per capita gain basis.
Antibiotic use more than doubled in India between the year 2000 and 2015. It was up 79% in China and 65% in Pakistan. Some of that increase was due to population growth, but it wasn't just that overall sales were up. The average person in India, China, or Pakistan is taking far more antibiotics now than they were a decade and a half ago. Western countries didn't see the sharp rise in antibiotics, but they also failed to cut overall consumption. This suggests that the urgent calls to scale back antibiotic use are falling on deaf ears almost everywhere.
In high-income countries, reducing inappropriate use has not really, in most countries, driven down per capita use rates in the last 15 years.
Lance Price, the director of the Antibiotic Resistance Action Center at George Washington University, says the jump in antibiotic use shown in this report is, in his words, very concerning.
The biggest driver, the strongest driver for, you know, the evolution of superbugs is the use of antibiotics.
Every time a bacteria is exposed to an antibiotic but isn't killed by it, it has the potential to develop resistance.
So the more we use antibiotics, the more we're going to encourage the growth of these bacteria that are resistant to them.
Hospitals around the world increasingly have been reporting bacterial infections that don't respond to traditional antibiotics.
Then you have these extreme cases like the woman just, about a year ago who died of an infection in Nevada that was resistant to 26 different antibiotics. So the bacteria are out there that are resistant to everything, and they are becoming more and more prevalent.
Health officials worry about so much growth in antibiotic use in low- and middle-income countries because these drugs are often available there without a prescription, so the potential for misuse is high. Also, Price notes that poor sanitation in impoverished nations adds to the problem. If a superbug develops in a patient, for instance, who only has access to an outhouse, that bug is far more likely to spread and take on a life of its own than if that patient had access to a toilet connected to a sewage treatment plant. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.